This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just wanted to show you really quick, friends, online as to how we are being censored all the more. We have 774,000 friends, and they are bleeding in about 70 people or 71 people, maybe 104 on high end concerning our article. Articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I hope you understand as to what's at play here, friends, because they are censoring free speech without a shadow of a doubt. As you all well know, George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, said that, listen, if you become sheep concerning the violation of your First Amendment, you are going to be led as sheep to the slaughter. And it's exactly what they're doing. As a matter of fact, this whole COVID-19 thing would have been shut down a long time ago had not the big tech companies and the mainstream media corrupt politicians shielding them from the truth of the matter. So Americans, we need to become aware as to what's taking place here, as well as the 53 countries. You know, speaking of which, I actually have a video over here, and I can't play it, and I want to tell you why. It's because there's expletives on it, and when you look at it, it's a video just to kind of give you an idea as to the amount of people, if you're on a social media platform, the amount of people that are showing up in that of the UK in London. They are literally amassing in the tens and hundreds of thousands of people protesting their government, and what they're saying is stick the vaccine up your, they're calling it their arse, okay? London sings in unison. They're telling them to take their vaccinations and to stick them where the sun don't shine in so many different ways. And it's exactly what's happening on a massive scale, but again, the mainstream media does not want you to catch on as to what is happening. They want you to believe everything that they have to say, and they want you to take it for the truth. And the fact of the matter is, again, friends, how many people deny their belief in the mainstream media in the 90% ratio? And again, here in America, we have a 11% approval rating, and it's the same people selling the narrative, and we're trying to figure out what's going on. Yesterday when I highlighted a video, as a matter of fact, just to line upon line, precept upon precept, I highlighted a video from Tim Walz, the governor here in the state of Minnesota, who's another salesman for the CDC and vaccination companies. And over and over and over again, he highlighted COVID to drive men to from fear, which brings about a snare, scripture tells us, but to drive men by fear to their resolve, which at end is the vaccinations. And we're finding, friends, that the vaccinations are doing more damage than this invisible enemy that they claim to be, that's let loose on the people on a global basis. But what was interesting, friends, he didn't tell you the statistics, did he? He didn't tell you the truth of the matter. Nope, they kept just putting a smile on their face and selling to you, friends, whatever it is that they want to sell to you, and there are the American people drinking it in. With that said video, did you know that there was only 110 views on it? Did you hear what I said? So who's propping up this narrative? The mainstream media. 110 people on this video, Okay? Just let me do something here real quick. I just got another question I want answered. In the state of Minnesota, I want to know the exact population. And so with that said, let's put it into the light of how many people are actually taking the time to listen to what he has to say or taking the time to seek him out as to what he has to say. Okay, so there's in the state of Minnesota alone, there's 5.64 million people. Okay, that's as of 2019. He has 110 views on his video, friends. Did you hear what I said? There's 110 views. Who's blowing these people up? Who's blowing up their narrative, friends, more than the mainstream media? Nobody is. Folks, before we get to this, I do want to go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, and I want you to check out the social media platforms in which we have available. Let me reiterate the point. I am not looking for followers in this ministry. It's my job to work myself out of a job as I point my finger to the Christ in him alone. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Read John 1:29 when you get a moment. And with that said, friends, I am telling you now, subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com if you want to stay connected. sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe on that page, because you can rest assured the people that are contributing on this website are in the culture war. They understand, as the sons of Issachar knew, so do they, friends. They are warriors on the front, and they are not just playing the paper tiger. They are actually out there doing something about the problem. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll find article after article, 13 to 15 every day, again, combating the lies in the mainstream media. If you go to the right side of that page, you can find our social media platforms. Our social media platforms are available right there on that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay? If you'd like to jump on social media platforms, that's how you do it. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. And when you go to that front page, friends, you'll see us right on the left side of the page, up on top. Go ahead and join us on that social media platform. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. We all know that in 53 countries that are listening to me outside of America concerning the 140 affiliates. Do remember that he is your God as well. And the way we get this done right is subject ourselves to him, his commandments, and establishing justice and righteousness within the gate, that we all might understand peace. Amos 5:15. Again, friends, 1-866-582-9933. Look what's happening. According to BBC News, friends, we have world leaders like that of Angela Merkel. I believe she was the person of the year in America a couple years back, according to Newsweek, I believe. This is Angela Merkel. She's the same one that has betrayed her own people. She is the one that stood up in front of her country, and she is also the one that smacked the German flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam. I'm not making this up, okay? These are the kind of what they call world leaders now that are calling for an international pandemic treaty. Same thing with this Boris Johnson. Same thing, he's in the UK, England there. And then we have the French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron, and others say that they need an international pandemic treaty, okay? Folks, what's happening here, I know many don't want to hear, but the fact of the matter is they're strengthening themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve, okay, by calling for an international pandemic treaty, as if to suggest it's lawful. It is not, friends. Every single individual that's calling for this treaty is a part of the global issue that we're dealing with today. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. Excuse me, friends. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Friends, we're talking about today reminding Americans and the world what they still refuse to deal with. Because had the American people actually stood up, had the people on a global basis, which they are, and we high-five you, but the fact of the matter is the American people are a little behind the eight ball over here. Over in foreign countries, they've already got their game on. Well, the American people are still waking up to whether they're being told the truth or no. I mean, you can't make this up. And we're called to be the light of the world, yet we have people in foreign countries, in third world countries, that get what's going on here more so than we do. Shame on us. Let's get this right, friends. I was just highlighting the fact during the first segment concerning COVID-19. World leaders are calling for international pandemic treaty. Okay. Now, we all know that they have been, over the last 13 months, in a blatant manner, in a new assault on the American people, a new assault on the people on a global basis, have been operating outside of their scope of authority, regardless of what country. They're operating now in a foreign manner concerning every country that they're supposed to represent. And again, we all understand they're not representing we the people here or abroad. They're not representing even the special interest groups, friends. They're actually representing themselves, and that's a temporary ride, rest assured. But the fact of the matter is they're calling forth a international pandemic treaty. So they got to keep this alive. Friends, has anybody seen them put the brakes on the agenda here yet? Has anybody seen them fulfill their promise and saying, you know what, let's just check this out for 2 weeks and see how it's going to go? Absolutely not. They've been going full bore, assailing their prospective people, regardless of what country, for how long now, friends? How long is this going to go on? I got the answer for that. It's going to go on as long as the people, regardless of what country you're in, sit back and tolerate the crimes of these few. And that is the truth of the matter in so many different ways. I want to play this video for you. This is an Italian parliament. This actually came out about a year ago. But I want you to take heed as to what some people are doing in other countries concerning those that are setting the narrative, namely the likes of, Bill Gates. And I want you to hear this because the Italian parliament calls for Bill Gates to be charged with crimes against humanity, okay? And again, I want you to listen carefully. Of course, you're not going to probably understand a word she has to say, but you will hear her continuously bring up the name Bill Gates over and over and over again. Unless you're in Italy, that's going to be a foreign language. But let's go ahead and play that, Judah. Go for it.
Di un capitalismo finanziario il cui motore è il conflitto di interessi, ben rappresentato dall'OMS, il cui primo finanziatore è il noto filantropo salvatore del mondo, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Lo sappiamo tutti ormai. Bill Gates già nel 2018 profetizzava una pandemia, poi simulata lo scorso ottobre nell'Event 201, in accordo con gli amici di Davos. Ed ormai da decenni si prodiga nello sviluppo di piani di depopolamento e controllo dittatoriale sulla politica globale, puntando ad ottenere primato su agricoltura, tecnologia e energia, e dice testuali parole
riprese
da una sua dichiarazione.
Y'all get what she's saying here, right? Italian Parliament calling for Bill Gates to be charged with crimes against humanity. This is a year ago. Has that happened? Has it happened yet? No? Do you see Bill Gates continuously pushing his narrative into the arms of the people on a global basis? Yep, you are. Why? Because the people refuse to deal with Bill Gates. Okay? Now, I thought this was really interesting because the video is right in front of us, as is the translation being spoken. If you were watching on a social media platform, you could actually see exactly what she's talking about. mRNA vaccines and so on and so forth, right? Reprogramming our immune system, she said. Okay? Now, with that said, friends, I also want people to see that the American media, again, is doing their best to try to cover up the fact of the matter. And here I'm checking this out right now, but they're trying to say that the Italian government never called for the arrest of Bill Gates. Okay. Now, if you can look on a social media platform, that's great. That does me better. But if not, that's okay too. It says this is Reuters. They're another mainstream media propaganda useful idiot outlet. They are. Okay. But it says fact check. Italian government has not called for Bill Gates' arrest. And so what I did, and of course they did, the mainstream media is losing credibility more and more, if you can believe it or not, as if to suggest they have any credibility left at all. But I just want people to see and hear that Reuters is saying that it is not true, what I just played for you. Now, I've done this several times, but when you go down to see the videos that expose it for the truth of the matter, they're removed. Do you get how this works? See, they don't want the truth to be shown because it will expose their darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and it will expose them for the criminals that they really are. Okay? And again, I just want you to see this if you can, but I just narrated it for you if you can. Now, what's also interesting, friends, is I just did some homework, and Judah, can you go ahead and pull up the video audio of that of Bill Gates saying that he wanted to lower the world population by 3 billion if we do a really good job on vaccines? Okay. Because what I did is during the time that I was playing that for you, I also went over and I dug up his quote. And again, we've shared this video, we've shared this audio with you several times, friends. And Reuters is also claiming, attempting to debunk what they cannot, saying that no evidence that Bill Gates said at least 3 billion people need to die. Okay? There's no evidence. That's what they're saying. There's absolutely no evidence of at all of Bill Gates stating that he wants to lower the depopulate the planet. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, friends, there's no truth in these people. You cannot believe a word they have to say because they are liars. And if you read John 8:44, you will understand once again as to what I'm saying. When I'm popping off these scriptural references, you need to understand that the Word of God applies to every given situation in this life, okay? And in this particular case, it's exactly what he said, and I'm still waiting for Judah to pull this up right now concerning Bill Gates' exact quote. And as a matter of fact, what I'll do, since we're doing live radio right now, I'll do my best to just pull it up on one of my articles, because I have it posted several times, friends, over and over and over again. He's the one, you know, basically calling for mandated vaccinations. He doesn't want you to have just one, but he wants you to have two. I suppose he wants to make sure the job's done. And statistically, we can see that's exactly what's happening. But Judah just gave me the thumbs up, the green light. He's going to play this audio and video for you if you're on social media platforms as to what it is Bill Gates said exactly. Go ahead.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay. I heard clearly what he had to say. He clearly said if we do a really good job on vaccines, reproductive health, Planned Parenthood, the murder of 2,000 to 4,000 babies a day. If we do a really good job, those are the two I want to highlight. Okay, if we do a really good job on those, we could do that. This is what he said. Go ahead, play that again, Judah, one more time, please.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, that's what Billy said. Okay, but yet we have the mainstream media trying to tell you that there's no truth in any of this. But it's exactly what he said. And if you want to get into particulars, it's 2.2 billion. Okay? But the fact of the matter is 6 plus 3 is 9. And that's where people are coming up with the number of 3 billion people. Right? 9 divided by 6 is 3. And the list goes on. But again, friends, we're seeing this more and more and more. We're seeing this from big tech companies basically debunking the truth as lies, when in fact they're the ones that are blatantly lying. And the fact of the matter is they must be held accountable for their crimes against we the people, because if they do not, this is going to continue on. Now, I'm going to tee this up, and right after this break, friends, we got a hard break coming up. I want to play the video audio for you, because, friends, this is incredible. It really was really good what this woman did. And I'm talking about Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. And it's interesting, the mask that Marjorie Taylor Greene wore on House floor is beyond epic. Okay, I'm not interested in the show. I'm interested in judgment. But what she did was proving the point. She said this mask is as worthless as Joe Biden on the floor. But she also had some interesting and important things to say that we all need to hear, friends, because there are people on the inside that are actually doing their job. We're going to get right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll come right back to this in just a moment.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A camera is being allowed into a South Texas migrant facility. Border Patrol allowing a camera at the Donna facility on Tuesday where they described how agents process unaccompanied illegal immigrant minor cases. One agent saying children can call home every 48 hours or so. People under the age of 18 seeking asylum in the United States are only supposed to be held a total of 72 hours, that number being far exceeded. The White House is criticizing the long-awaited COVID report from the World Health Organization. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters the report on the origins of the pandemic lacks transparency.
The report lacks crucial data, information, and access. It represents a partial and incomplete picture.
The 123-page report also calls it extremely unlikely that the virus leaked from a lab. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Police in New York need your help to find someone accused of a hate crime.
New York City police are on the lookout for the attacker caught on video brutally beating a 65-year-old Asian woman who was on her way to church. The assailant pummeled her while she was on the ground and is wanted for a hate crime. An individual described in reports as a security guard seemed unwilling to render aid to the woman and instead just simply closes the door after the attack. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House is continuing to be concerned about the rising cases of coronavirus along with hospitalizations. White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt telling MSNBC it is an accelerated threat.
So we are accelerating this response. We're bringing it to everybody. That should send a message to people that they should hold on for a couple more weeks at least.
Slavitt also saying that states that are loosening restrictions are playing with fire, although Texas seeing a decrease in cases since they loosened restrictions. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Okay, so here we go. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click on the social media platforms, and join us on Top Chat. If you want to jump over on beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page there. Same thing for that. Click on to the live stream there and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, you can do that. Please stick to the topic. We've got many to cover today. 1-866-582-9933. 582-9933. Now, I was just highlighting the fact that we have none other than Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's wearing a mask. This is pretty incredible, friends, but she did it. And I'm not going to be caught up into this, you know, the clowns in the circus of politics, but she did wear a mask that says this mask is as useless as Joe Biden. Okay? And now they're trying to get rid of her, of course, and it's not because of the mask. You can rest assured it's not because of the mask. It's because what she said on the floor. And this is what I want everybody to hear and I want everybody to see. Go ahead and play this.
Purpose is the gentlewoman from Georgia seek recognition.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today to inform the Democrats that the radical path you are taking is going to cause you to lose in the next elections. Passing a bill of $1.9 trillion.
Ask for 1 minute.
From Georgia,
Mr. Speaker,
I ask to address
for 1 minute.
Look at all these actors.
Without objection, the gentleman from Georgia is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today to inform Democrats the radical path you're taking will cause you to lose in 2022. The American people are shocked at what you're doing and running through this House of Representatives. Passing a bill of $1.9 trillion that spends less than 9% on COVID relief is shameful. Passing the Unequality Act, which destroys women's rights, religious freedoms, puts men in our little girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams, is unforgivable. Trying to pass what I call the Democrats' hate police bill, H.R. 1280, that puts police on Biden's hit list and allows police to be targets, also gets rid of qualified immunity, opening them up to be sued every time a criminal is offended and has their feelings hurt because they got arrested, is reckless and dangerous for our police. And because of H.R. 1, which is a federalization of our elections, I also today, Mr. Speaker, make a motion to adjourn so Democrats can think a little bit harder.
Okay, so here we have it again. Go ahead. That's good, Andrea. It's interesting that we would have Marjorie Taylor Greene. She reprimands. Here's another one, friends. And again, let's not get caught up into the show or the entertaining value, right? If you're not paying attention to the price paid, that's how that works to accept this. But it's interesting to know, what did she do? She did nothing but highlight the crimes of those that you call the Republicans tolerate. That's all she did. And she also kicked the can down the road, friends, concerning, you know, the next election cycle. You're all doing yourself a disservice because you're going to be voted out. Well, what's the message? Oh, just wait. Give us more time to transgress the U.S. Constitution rather than standing up and citing the Constitution, the law which prosecutes what she calls the Democrats and the left. She did none of this, friends, but again, kicking the can down the road. I'm here to tell you Americans, you don't have to kick the can down the road. Where they violate the U.S. Constitution, you can stand up immediately for the smallest offense, and you can prosecute them after impeachment. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. It's the same answer I've been giving to you for the last 13 months concerning what's going on here. Okay? Good for her. She reminded everybody that this $1.9 trillion bill that was passed, it did nothing except 9% of it have to do with COVID-19 in its very name. It was called the COVID-19 Relief Bill. Only 9% of that bill had anything to do with it. You know what the rest of it was for, friends? Just like the one that Donald Trump signed a week and a half before he left the People's White House, it's redistribution of American wealth to foreign countries. So while you're being played willfully at this point, if you listen to the show, and you refuse to deal with these corrupt politicians, then you deserve what you get. Amos 6:3. You really do. Because they're redistributing American wealth behind this invisible enemy, which is only there to tell you that this is not what it's about, friends. And if you're getting a check in the mail and you're all appeased about it, I'm here to tell you that's how slaves are made. I mean, if you work and you got a check back, don't act like you didn't work for the money in the first place. Don't act like they wrote the check out of their own personal accounts. No, that's not where they wrote the checks from. That's your money. So they take 9% of the bill. They give 9% of the COVID-19 relief bill back to the American people, and then they stole 91% of your money, your tax dollars, and then sent it to foreign countries through redistribution of wealth. Now, let's rethink this. Did they do you a favor? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, that's like a bank robber. I own the bank. Guy comes in and robs the bank. Takes 9% of the money and tries to buy me off from leaving him alone concerning his crimes against me. It's exactly what these politicians are doing. And again, America, you don't have to wait for 2 months, or I'm sorry, 2 more years before you vote them out. No, you don't. You don't have to wait for that. That's ignorance. Again, that's like looking at a criminal just saying, okay, you only got so much time before I finally deal with you. That's ridiculous. And the American people have been giving them a pass on this ridiculousness over and over and over and over again far too long. What happens, you know what, Newt Gingrich said this a long time ago, and this meme comes to my aid. He said when the American people start to throw these politicians in jail, he said this is all going to stop. When the American people start throwing these corrupt politicians in jail for their crimes against we the people, Newt Gingrich said, and he was right, love him or hate him, this is all going to stop only when they're brought to justice. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Read it when you get a moment. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Steve?
Well, I agree with you. The biggest problem is the American people won't inform the law. It, you know, it's like that poor guy that called in the other day that they were going to protest in front of the Capitol and ask them to pass a law, you know, basically saying, would you please quit breaking the law?
Yeah, yeah.
Since when is the criminal ever going to arrest himself? What they're doing in this, I watched that Tim show. I watched or listened to the recording last night with Sherry Tenpenny. And I think Bill Gates and those people, it's all the same. I mean, they're unlawful people that are committing crimes. And we keep trying to pass laws to stop criminals from breaking the law. But you're never going to do that. If they come to your house, either the cops come and arrest them or stop them, or you get out your gun and stomp them. But passing more laws doesn't bring the lawless into conformity.
No, you're exactly right. And I continuously hear this, Steve. And it's like, okay, we're making new resolutions. We're making, we're trying to validate what the law says through a different channel. It's like, we don't have to do that because the law is bare naked right in front of our faces. And again, the burden of proof falls on corrupt politicians to implement the things that they're unlawfully implementing towards we the people. And again, going back to what you just said, I see this all the time. Well, we're trying to create a new bill or we're trying to get a new resolution, and I stop them right there and say, why do you need to do that? You've already got the law on your side. And apparently they're looking at everything but the law that says what they're doing is illegal, or they're afraid to actually enforce it. One of the two.
Well, let's use abortion as an example. So they killed, what, more than 60 million babies. Should I be surprised that now they want to kill me with vaccines?
Absolutely not.
Should I be? Okay, well, if that's the case, those people really don't have immunity with their vaccines, because after all these people die, sensible people like you and me and everybody that doesn't approve of this will have to get together and we'll have to have our own version of the Nuremberg trials, and Bill Gates will have to be dealt with for the crimes against humanity. It don't matter if you read the book Hitler's Justices.
Yeah.
His judges said you could kill the Jews. His justices said you could kill the retarded, and so did his doctors. But in the end, they all swung from a rope when we had the Nuremberg trial.
Yeah, and see, here's the message of the Word of God. Here's the message of the prophetic, Steve. Prevention is better than cure. Can you imagine if everybody during May 1945, the Nuremberg trials, can you imagine if all of those said representatives of the government people in that republic, 80 million people, can you imagine those said representatives, if they would have actually turned and dealt with an Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich? Concerning his lies and his murder and his theft. Well, that's not what they did. They did his killing for him, and then at the end of the day, they all wanted to stand back and play the victim and resort to, well, we were just doing our job. Well, many of them hung, too. Prevention is better than cure. We should have dealt with them before genocide, not after genocide. And this is what I'm hoping happens here, because, again, we're seeing this in foreign countries, Steve, but the American people are still slowly but surely waking up. I just hope it's not too late.
Well, I think it's going to be too late because, besides listening to Sherry Tenpenny on Tim's yesterday, I wrote an article yesterday, and in that article I listed all the horrible things that Pfizer has done to people worldwide over the years, and it's like all these dumb doctors just stand by like idiots, and it's like you have no reason to think that this vaccine is safe and that they won't harm you when you got Well,
that's exactly what's happening. Heartbreak, sonsofliberty.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In just a couple minutes here, I'm going to take some more phone calls here. I'm going to get over to that of none other than Ron Paul. Vaccine passports, they're introducing them into New York right now. And, of course, we see Rick Santis in Florida denounce vaccine passports. But you need to understand something, friends. They all play off each other. And also do keep in mind that Mr. Santis is running for the presidency of the United States of America. And looking to the VP, none other than Kristi Noem from South Dakota, who many people are keeping their eye on Kristi Noem, too, because we're beginning to see a possibility of flip-flopping here. And I've said since day one concerning Kristi Noem, keep your eye on her because she's too good to be true right now. And then before we know it, friends, here we go. She's being served up as the VP. This is the same game, same cycle every single time. So we have to pay attention to what's going on. Am I condemning Noem? No, I'm high-fiving her for the right that she's done. But I am also suggesting that you pay attention to the both of them, friends, because now they're trying to do the right thing on the behalf of the people because they want to be voted in. We'll see what happens in the up-and-coming days, weeks, months, and years. But beware, friends. Beware and judge them accordingly. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Read it when you get a moment. We have Hal calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, thank you very much. I'm a new listener and a first-time caller. And I just wanted to touch a little bit on this mass depopulation that you've been touching on today. And Gates has come up with this new plan. I don't know if you've heard of it, the dimming that he's mentioned.
Okay. Go ahead and explain, please.
And it's about, I don't know if you ever look up into the skies and your listeners look up in the skies and you see all these chemtrails.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's part of Gates' plan, too. And I would suggest somebody just released a video explaining a little bit what's in it. There's barium and aluminum and sodium and different chemicals that are in them. They're all toxic to our bodies and anything that we're going to grow in the future. And what I wanted to touch on is just urge listeners to be aware. This is another form of his attack and depopulation of the planet. And it's going on all over the world right now.
Yeah. Hal, let me weigh in on that a little bit, because we have covered that. As a matter of fact, if you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, under the curse it says, "The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down upon thee until thou be destroyed." We played videos several times on this very topic that people on a global basis have been getting sick from these chemtrails for a long time. As a matter of fact, they first began back in 1968 in the state of Minnesota, in Minneapolis, and they love to spray over mass populations. So we're very well aware of the fact that they've been doing this for a long time. We've also played where we've had mainstream media highlight chemtrails, and they've had scientists actually study what's falling from the air, and the content is exactly what you just said, Hal, and I think it's very important for people to understand. Here again, they're making people sick, and then they're driving them as the problem solvers to their vaccination, which in fact is not the result that we're looking for. So good point, Hal. I appreciate that.
Yeah, just like we need more people to be aware of it. I'm just shocked at how many people just don't look up to the sky.
I'm surprised that people don't realize the noses on their faces, Hal, because of what's going on here, because it doesn't get any more blatant as to who the perpetrators of the crimes are, especially as we see this unfold on a 24/7 basis. It has nothing to do with an invisible enemy. It has everything in the world to do with them attacking the American people and our God-given rights, because that's been the end aim since day one, and now they are on a global basis, as I covered during the first segment, trying to wield more control over the people through treaty. And again, you're right. You're right, Hal.
It amazes me. I was just every day, like I live in northern Illinois, and they start just above, just when the sun comes up, they start attacking the sky. Just massive attacks from every direction until it's all mucked up and there's no sunlight reaching it.
Yep.
It would be a beautiful, clear day today. And I want to know, how long can we live like this?
Yeah, we can. And you're there again, Hal. I just applaud your education here and bringing it to the people. I had a friend of mine, and he is a pilot for Delta. And it was interesting. He actually flew to Tennessee with me. This is probably about 10, 15 years ago now. And while we were flying together, he was also a former F-16 pilot in the Air Force. And I looked over at the chemtrails I seen coming from another plane not too far from us. And I wanted to play the dummy. And what I did, Hal, as I got him up, and I said, "Hey, can you tell me, what is that stuff coming from the back of those wings, or the side of those wings in the back of the airplane?" And he looked at me with kind of a confounded look on his face, and he said, "Bradley," he said, "that's not contrail." He said, "That's something else." And this is a guy that's been flying for 20 years during that time. So I think people are beginning to wake up to that too again. But the fact of the matter is, how long is this going to go on before the American people and people on a global basis understand who's perpetuating these crimes?
Yeah, well, the medical industry is going to love this. You can imagine in a year all the respiratory problems and the cancer and all of the crap. So they're just loving that, with the mainstream media supporting everything and backing them up. The medical industry and the pharmaceutical industry are right behind all of this. And I just want to know, what do we have to do to wake people up, Bradley? And we need to wake them up. And I'm just so upset and angry over all of this. I don't know what to do. You know, we need to start somewhere.
You're right. And okay, I appreciate it. I'll call in again, man. I really appreciate your input here in a big way. Thank you for taking the time and telling the people what we have shared over and over and over again. And it's always good coming from you folks, because it just reiterates the point that people are waking up to what's going on across the United States as well as on a global basis. But let me say this, because I've said this, and I say this with my hand on your shoulder, my friends. How many times have I told you the answers on the show? How many times do I reiterate the answers that everybody claims to want concerning the United States, concerning other countries? When it comes to the United States of America, I know what the U.S. Constitution says. And when I bring the resolve, which is Article 2, Section 4, to impeach, I don't know what people don't understand, that when you impeach them and then you prosecute them for their crimes, there's no question as to who's committing the crimes. But when you impeach them and you prosecute them, okay, what happens is you shut the door on everything else. Because from heaven's perspective, you are in obedience at that point in keeping his commandments and dealing with the wicked. Okay, because now you understand that you're establishing righteousness and peace. Well, you say the corrupts are, you say the judges are corrupt. Well, in many cases they are. Then you impeach them. Article 3, Section 1 says they sat during good behavior. You have to impeach them and prosecute them as well. Okay? And we've got to get enough people involved per situation to watch every facet as to how it's played out, because what we see more than not, especially in a state like Michigan right now, they have it so padded that they're not going to prosecute each other. And if one of the constituents, right, stands up against their crimes in government, what does the media do? They come into play and they demonize them and polarize them, even try to incriminate them for their innocency. Okay? That's not a good place to put yourself. I don't care who you are. Proverbs 17:5. Okay? And it's exactly what we need to do. That's why it's so important we communicate. That's why it's so important that we come together. But first and foremost, we better make sure on an individual basis that we're right before God and that we're empowered by the Holy Ghost to get the job done. Because then and only then will we get the job done. Okay? Not by might, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We're not, the American people are not looking for a war. We're looking for reformation. We see who is creating the war. The powers that are tolerated. And they're going to keep creating more wars and more wars as they continuously assail the people. Again, creating the problem and then coming into play as the problem solvers. Yet nothing changes except we see that our Constitution has been transgressed over and over and over again, all under the guise of a new form of safety as we submit to corruption in government. Nope, that's a big no-no. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. We don't do that, okay? So the answers are right in front of our faces. And we have to do this on an individual basis. And we have to do this on a corporate basis. We have to do this corporately, friends. And we start in our homes, then we start in our communities, then we start in our prospective towns, cities, so on and so forth, and then our states. Okay? We can do this. We really can do this. Matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to have Eric Mortensen, who is calling for the imprisonment of Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota for his crimes against we the people. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.